You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batson with David Livingston. This is Hotel Mars, and we're visiting with Professor Bruno Morgado of the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, who with his colleagues have published in Nature magazine not only revelations of a not yet dwarf planet, trans-Neptunian body, 5,000 Kawar, but also of what appears to be a challenge to a neat little theory that's existed for more than 150 years, the Roche limit. When you're inside this distance to a planetary body, you're a ring, that is like Saturn. When you're outside this distance, you coagulate and you're a moon, not this time. So, Bruno, we give you an unlimited budget. What are you going to spend it on? How can you clarify your thinking on this?
Okay, so I have a couple of ideas in mind. One of them is to create a network of space telescopes to be able to observe this kind of stellar occultations, not only by Kawar, of course, but for many other objects, because this could be very interesting to see if other objects also has rings similar to Kawar. And that's one of my ideas. And the other one, of course, is to try to give a close look at Kawar and its ring, to do something like the Cassini mission has done to the Saturn rings, to be able to do it with Kawar rings. The Kawar ring would be an amazing feature.
David?
This was discovered in 2019 to 2021. Why do we hear about it in 2023?
Okay, so exactly we have the first hints of this ring from an occultation that happened in 2018, but we didn't know what it was. We need more data to be able to see and be able to say, okay, this is a ring. And we had observed occultations between 2018 and 2021, so many data, to be able to see everything and show, okay, this is a ring. This was the first step. After we saw it was a ring, in fact, we need something to explain it. So we have to try some dynamical evolution tests and some modelings to be able to explain its physics. So this also takes a lot of time. So that's why it takes time to do science. We need to confirm everything and be sure that what we are seeing, it's real, and it's in fact is something very interesting and important.
If I read this correctly, the ring, which we've imagined but is real, is not circular. It's oblong in shape. It's irregular. Is that something you can explain?
Yeah. So from the occultations, we are able to see the width of this ring. So from the different data between 2018 and 2021, we saw different features of this ring. So in some parts, the ring is very wide and very transparent. So it almost didn't block the light of the star. But for other parts, the ring is very small, something like 5 kilometers wide, and it blocks almost all the light of the star. So it's very different. So depending on the region of the ring you are looking at, you will see different things. And this is very interesting. It's not the first time that we see this kind of feature. We saw that in Neptune and Uranus, but it was the first time that we see this kind of thing for the small bodies.
It sure sounds like a moon broke up or a moon wants to cook. Is that where that ring is? Is that a former moon or a future moon?
We don't know. We need to keep observing it to be able to see it.
David?
With this unlimited budget that you now have, instead of building your network of telescopes, could you build one giant telescope that could actually let you really see these objects with some degree of clarity and detail? Is there any way you could actually physically see them?
I don't think we can. We need a very, very large telescope to be able to do that, and I don't think it's possible. The best idea is to create many telescopes and build together. It was something like ALMA can do. We need to combine different instruments and be able to see in different parts of this object. This is the main idea.
What I like, Professor, from your explanation is that there's more to this small system than you've perceived so far, that there's another moon or something passed by. Is there any likelihood that what we're looking at is a disturbed ring?
Yeah, we can see. We may have some small satellite that are just around the ring and keeping the ring as a ring. We have saw this kind of thing in Saturn, but not in other objects. And this is also a reasonable explanation to the presence of the ring that far away from the body. And we need to keep observing to be able to see if we see this other small object, this small moon.
Professor Bruno Morgado, he and his colleagues have published a mystery that the professor and his colleagues will solve, I'm certain. Why is this one body that they've discovered in the Kuiper Belt, Kawar, in violation of the fixed and extremely attractive Roche limit of what rings are and what moons are in our solar system? The professors at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro's Valongo Observatory, David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Bashley.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.